We've been hearing about Lyme disease for years. Now it's alpha-gal making the headlines. Saliva from the Lone Star tick causes the illness in which a person develops an allergy to meat and other animal-related products such as dairy. Jenny Hall is associate professor in Radford's Department of Public Health.
We have some of the highest numbers across the nation. There was one study done, so the numbers of suspected cases, Bedford County had the second highest numbers in the nation.
Hall says climate change is playing a role in the rise of these illnesses. She says winters in Virginia do not get cold enough to kill ticks, so it's a year-round issue.
In a recent study, I did a One Health approach and just looked at Southwest Virginia in particular, and there are 12 different tick-borne diseases circulating in the region. Some of those have just been found in animals, and they're going to be very rare in humans. They have not been documented in humans yet, but it is something that physicians in particular need to have on their radar.
Paul says there are repellents, both chemical and natural, that you can put on your clothes or skin. She has a website with more information on how to protect yourself and the proper way to remove a tick. Find a link at WFIRnews.com. Denise Allen Membreño, WFIR News.